This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are going to be traveling this holiday weekend.
With the unofficial start of the summer travel season here, travelers are looking for ways to save a few bucks. Prices to travel overall are expected to be lower than last year, but airfare is expected to be 4% higher than pre-pandemic levels. Paul Bowen in Dallas is feeling it.
Everything's more expensive, tickets are more expensive, so it's kind of hard to fit more than one trip in a year at this point.
AAA predicts 37 million people will drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. Several million more are expected to fly. I'm Ed Donahue.
As the holiday weekend begins, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are narrowing in on a debt ceiling deal if Congress approves.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's told his negotiators to stay here in Washington and work 24/7 with White House counterparts.
They're working on numbers. We're working on numbers and we'll work together.
Both sides say there are still serious differences. Republicans are demanding spending cuts. Democrats oppose.
It's about competing visions for America.
President Biden says the talks center on the budget, not a default, which he insists both sides have ruled out. He says the only way forward is a bipartisan deal both chambers of Congress can pass. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Texas lawmakers have issued articles of impeachment against State Attorney General Ken Paxton, ranging from bribery to abuse of public trust, as state Republicans move toward a vote that could remove him from office. Paxton has said the charges are based on hearsay and gossip. In Lexington County, South Carolina, a school bus and a tanker truck crashed into each other yesterday, sending at least 18 people to the hospital, most of them children. No word yet on what caused the crash. This is AP News. Now to the death of a Navy SEAL candidate.
A report says a Navy SEAL candidate's death might have been prevented if flaws in the medical program had been addressed. The report by the Naval Education and Training Command finds the program for Navy SEALs is plagued by a poorly integrated medical program, a lack of oversight, and turning a blind eye to the use of performance-enhancing drugs that increases the risk of injury and death to candidates seeking to join the elite commandos. The report was triggered by the death of a sailor, Kyle Mullen, who collapsed and died of acute pneumonia last year just hours after completing the training required during Hell Week. It's a test so grueling that over half don't finish it. Rear Admiral Keith Davids said the Navy will learn from the tragedy. Mullen's mother, a registered nurse, says there needs to be serious accountability. The report suggests a long list of changes, including rigorous drug testing and education around the problem of steroids and other banned drugs some candidates use to get through the rigorous program. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.